Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend with us. Lisa Wentz is here. Lisa is the founder of the San Francisco Voice Center. She's a public speaking expert and accent specialist, which I'm going to ask her about that a little bit later on. She's the author of a new book, Grace Under Pressure, a masterclass in public speaking. And she's our new friend. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So I've been told that the number one phobia is not fear of snakes or spiders. It's fear of public speaking. Is that true?
There are studies that say that, yes.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about it? I think that when people are suddenly faced with standing up and speaking to a crowd and they have no training in it, it can make them feel very, very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
There's a feeling of being watched that is uncomfortable for most people. And when I say they don't have training in it, that's typically true. We have training for different skills. We go to school for different things and put those skills to use. But we don't really go to school for public speaking, and we don't have opportunities in school as we're growing up and as young adults, or even oftentimes in college,
right,
where we're really standing up and speaking to a crowd much. And there is technique to it, and there's also getting used to something that will lessen the nervousness.
Yeah, and when people, what's interesting to me, Lisa, is if you walked up went into a small business in your neighborhood, and you overheard the owner standing in front of a customer with perfect eloquence and accuracy and excellent and the story is completely compelling, telling a customer about this new system, this new device, this new capability that now is available, and because obviously this person is an expert, they're motivated, they're excited about it, and then you said, all right, I want you to come speak to my Rotary Club about that. They would freeze up, even though they just did what you want them to do. They would freeze up because, oh, mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. You're going to put me in front of an audience. You know, I'm going to have to do this on mm-hmm. demand. It's funny how that affects people, isn't it?
Yeah, because your mindset kind of changes. Your frame of your thinking changes just a little bit, right? So it seems as though you're not just talking about work. You're not just talking about something that is you're an expert in. People seem just when they do get worried, they seem to think that it's suddenly about them, that they're going to be judged in some way, whether or not they're good at this, whether or not they're entertaining it as a speaker, whether or not they're engaging as a speaker. So I think that typically stage fright comes from a fear of being judged and an
mm-hmm.
expectation for perfection. And I think some of that is just self-imposed, you know. People
That's
don't
right.
really expect people to be, like you said, completely eloquent and entertaining and all these things. Usually if you go to hear a speaker, you're going to hear the content, unless you are going to see somebody who is in the entertainment industry, obviously.
Right.
If you
and then
hear,
they typically don't have very much content, do they? So one of the reasons why this is an important thing for us to talk about on my show, Lisa, is because I'm trying to help small business owners gain more relevance, because relevance is more important. It comes first. In the age of the customer, relevance with prospects comes before being competitive. Because if you're not relevant, they'll rule you out before they even know if you're competitive. And one of the strongest relevance factors is being seen as a thought leader, being seen as an expert. And so if you can come across in a Rotary Club with what you just got through telling a customer, in that setting, in that public setting, you're seen as a thought leader. And that is a relevance factor that will help you with your business. What do you think? Last thoughts as we go to a break.
Will it help you with your business? Yeah, of course. Anytime you can do any public speaking where you're discussing your business, where you are giving out information, where you are letting people into what you're doing and getting exposure, yes, I think it's very helpful. Absolutely.
Yeah. I need your website, Lisa.
LisaWentz.com, so LisaWentz.com.
And the book is called Grace Under Pressure, a masterclass in public speaking. We'll take a quick break. We come back. Lisa's got some bullets, some tips on how we can become better speakers, come across better, not just public speaking, folks, but delivering proposals. You're still doing that, right, with customers? I hope you are. And we'll do that after the break. It's not 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.